You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Gretchen was out doing a lot of plant transplanting.
Mm-hmm.
So the lady who we bought the house from had planted a whole bunch of really cool stuff, but at the far back end of the property. So you can't even really enjoy it. So
yeah.
She spent all weekend going back and forth, digging stuff up from the back, moving it to the front of the house, transplanting it, going and getting a whole bunch of soil and
That's funny. Know, that's what I did
stuff like that.
All day yesterday, the exact same thing.
Transplanting?
A bunch of stuff we planted last year. We don't like where it is, so we dug it up and put it in different spots.
Yeah, and I was standing there. And she's a whiz at this kind of stuff, but I was standing there, you know, scratching my chin saying, is that going to kill the stuff? She's like, no.
Nah. I do feel bad, though, because some of the things that we planted were really taking off. Like, they seemed really happy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling Nicole, I was like, I feel bad moving some of these little plants because they do, they're so happy where they are. And they're like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah.
We're getting evicted here.
So I watched her do that. I just got a lot of work done. And, oh, I did finish that the next book from the guy who wrote The Martian.
Yeah.
One called Project Hail Mary. I posted a review of it because, I mean, it is just a really super cool book. But it's one of those that's probably better as an audiobook than any other form.
Hmm.
And you have to listen to it to understand what I'm talking about, because if I tell you, it'll be a spoiler.
Sound effects?
Sort of. Yes, sort of. That's all I will say is that it does better as an audiobook. anyway, so that was cool. That was
good, man.
I'm going to put that down as my favorite book of the year.
You
so
were
far.
You're trying to get me to get after it, so you were raving about it.
Yeah, if you're into
audiobooks, Friday,
you should do it. And let's talk about what you mentioned just a few moments ago.
Yeah, so we had two events this weekend that involved larger amounts of people than normal. Reed had his Little League baseball game on Saturday, which, let me tell you, they kicked some major butt. Batting practice is doing these kids really well. They slaughtered the other team, so they're doing great. So we had that, and then on Friday night, we had the big end-of-year-slash-father-daughter dance thing at the school, and they actually had it out at a park by our house, and easily 200 people, I want to say, and I felt a little naughty at both of these events because I didn't have a mask on. Granted, they were outside, but neither did anybody else. Like, nobody had a mask on. They ripped those babies off as soon as CDC said, go for it. You know, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt really awkward doing that. Yeah. You know, you felt like you're doing something wrong. I guess I shouldn't feel that way. I mean, I'm fully vaccinated. It's like, what's the point of getting the shots then if I can't walk around with my mask off? It's just a very weird feeling. And then I hopped into Home Depot yesterday and I pulled it down for a little bit because I was like, it's hot, you know? And I was like, I guess I'm okay doing this now. Have you been out and about with no mask?
A little bit. I haven't been out a ton, but I've been out a little bit. And I noticed in the grocery store yesterday, at least 2/3 of people were maskless.
Mm-hmm.
And it's exactly what you're talking about. You feel a little strange about it. I did anyway. I kept my mask on and I've been fully vaccinated for a month, but I still feel weird going into a grocery store without a mask, and I'm just that person, so you'll just have to give me funny looks
in the store. Yeah, there's definitely going to be scenarios where I'm going to keep it on. Like, I know Walmart pulled their mandates, but I'm going to keep it on when I go into Walmart just because it's Walmart. And
I can't deny that, you know, and a lot of people don't want to hear this, but even, you know, with COVID and stuff like that, with the mask rules, you'll notice that the number of people who had just regular colds or the regular flu practically disappeared.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know why we would shun a practice that keeps us relatively healthy.
Well, so, I'm sure that was in combination with washing more and just staying away from people and nobody at work. You're not picking stuff up. And the kids at home, I mean, they're not picking up every bug. It's going to be a combination of a lot of things.
Yeah, I get it. I think I'm going to continue to wear a mask in a lot of situations.
I am too for a couple
weeks.
For at
least the time being.
A couple weeks, I think.
I don't know. Maybe it only takes, you know, a year for us to get trained a new way.
Yeah, maybe. I feel okay about it in outdoor settings. I feel a little bit better about, you know, and then versus being in a store for some reason. But
yeah,
I will say at the dance and stuff, how incredibly nice it was to see people's faces and people smiling and being able to talk with people. And it just felt good, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Felt
blah, blah, blah. Good. How was your dancing?
Oh, I tore it up, man. It was one of those situations where I was out in the middle and everyone like spread out because I was like spinning on my back and stuff. It was.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, epic dance moves. Yeah. I laid a piece of cardboard down. I was spinning on my head.
I'm sorry, I asked.
I'm lying.